George Osborne's the king of cotton.
Kyoka Shin, last two jump outs have been terrific. Gets a chance to run a really good race at his first start today.
What would be your best?
Look, I'd probably say Kyoka Shin each way will be my tip for the day.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Kyoka Shin hit the lead. Kyoka Shin won it by a length.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. The early mail today, we're racing at Wangaratta. Be a nice part of the world up there today with the hot conditions forecast, I imagine, Whitey.
Hopefully the storms don't reach Wangaratta. Greg Brown is the track manager. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Not too bad. What are we thinking today? Weather-wise, firstly?
32.
Yeah?
Just right. We missed the storms last night, so we did this morning, 2:30, and put another 5 mil on. So it's between the 4 and the 5 at the minute. It'll start at 4, and I'd say it'll get to a 3 sometime today.
Hang on, Greg. Did you just say you did that at 2:30 this morning?
Yeah.
My
hat. Yeah, we had storms coming, and they came and came, and then they just dissipated before Wangaratta last night. There's 2 bands, so, yeah.
Complete dedication.
A little bit of that, but we didn't get any.
That's dedication.
Magnificent work.
So as a result of you getting up at 2 o'clock and doing some watering, what are we looking at today for a track?
Yeah, it's a good 4 at the minute. Pano at 5.19. Yeah, it's just between the 4 and the 5, but it'll get to a 3 today, I'd say.
Terrific, Greg. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, boys.
Good stuff. Greg with us, Greg Brown with us from the Wangaratta Race Club, track manager there, getting up at 2:30 to put some water on the track. What a good man he is. Speaking of good men, Troy Corston's one of our absolute favourites. He's going to fill our Christmas stocking today. Troy, good morning.
I wish you rung me yesterday.
Yeah, you had a good day yesterday.
1 for 1, Whitey.
I did see that.
Right. That's not filling me with great hope today, Troy.
No, that's all right. We've still got one, don't panic.
Righto. Well, is it race 2, number 12, Gatto, who's second up today? A bit of a freshen up since the first up run at Benalla, where it was a little bit off them. What can Gatto do for us today?
Not much.
Righto. Pretty much.
No, look, she's earmuffed off, blinkers on, hoping for some divine intervention, and I'm allowed to say that because I own it. So I'm not offending anyone, but she really needs to improve, so. I wouldn't be pushing punters into her today until we see what she does.
Well, just pretty much bookmakers rule a line there.
Maybe get Gabrielle Gatto to talk to Gatto about Gatto, things.
About his performance. I was surprised when you went with such aggression early doors about not much capability this horse, and then you said you owned it. That makes perfect sense. You're entitled to do that. Let's get to race 4, number 14 then. Good Life Diva, who is first up today, a capitalist filly, and capitalist are going gangbusters. What can Good Life Diva do?
Yeah, good filly, very fast. She'll bounce and put herself there, and she's our best for the day.
Righto, bang, straight away. $4.80, $1.80 in the early markets at tab.com.au. So would you be expecting a fair bit of scope and growth in this one over 1,000 metres? Would you get to 1,200? Or?
Yeah, I think she will. We've taken our time with her, and she's always been a really nice filly. There is just a little out here in the middle of the hut with Will Hayes, and he likes the superintendent today, so maybe have the Quinella.
All right, 7 and 14 in your numbers there in race 4 today, but we'll take the 14 one out there, $4.80 the win. And then your other runner today is race 5, number 12, Golden Beauty, running over the 1170 for the maiden plate. One start for this dissident filly. Do you like what you say or not?
No.
Righto.
No, she was pretty average first up, and again, I've told the guys in her that she really needs to improve today to hold her spot in the team. So she's on notice today.
After one start?
Yeah. Well, you've got to, you can't waste time.
So when you had, this is a great conversation, when you had those conversations with the owners, what sort of feedback are you waiting for, and how often do you get a strong response the other way?
Yeah, quite often you do, because it's very hard, because these guys have been holding on. She's a 3-year-old now, so these guys have been holding on to wait and see.
Yep.
But on the other side of things, we've been holding on to just see that she'll mature and if she improves. So she needs to stand up today. And if she gets beaten a couple of lengths, bang, we'll give her another one over a little bit further.
Yep.
But she needs to, we don't want her running, getting beaten 5 or 6 lengths, because it's no good to my owners, and she could be taking up the box of a golden slipper horse.
Can you talk to the horse and let them know that it's the last chance, sort of?
We try and tell them, Whitey, but they don't quite often listen.
Not my kids.
Pesky those horses. Yeah, exactly. Very pesky. So race 4, number 14 is our go today. Good Life Diva, who are expecting big things from today and maybe even going forward as well. Troy, you've been very good to us this year. It's our second last show for the year. We appreciate all your love and support and wish you a Merry Christmas for you and the team. And look forward to catching up in 2022.
Good on you guys. Have a good Christmas as well.
Good stuff. Troy Corston's very good man. Nice to us. Race 4, number 14, Good Life Diva today at Wangaratta. $4.80.